Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us over on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can control the content, submit things to the site, vote upon the ones that are there already, and vote up the ones you like, down the ones you dislike. And then, by the way, other listeners will do the same thing. And the most aggregated to the top will make it on the front page of the site, to the top of the site, so more people will see and discuss what you put up there or what you voted upon. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. Now, here's a bizarre story. And how would you respond? And, Julia, since you're the only lady in the room, this is probably most applicable to you, being that the victim here was a female. What would you do if a man posing as a representative, this, by the way, from thesmokinggun.com, man posing as a representative of America's Funniest Home Videos, tricked an 18-year-old Georgia woman into allowing him to suck her toe inside a Walmart? According to Columbia County... According to Columbia County Sheriff's Office report, the teen was shopping Tuesday evening when approached by the middle-aged suspect, who cops have identified as 43-year-old Joey Leaphart, a registered sex offender whose rap sheet is littered with foot-related crimes. Most recently, Leaphart was arrested in February after approaching a female shopper at a Walmart in South Carolina and asking if he could kiss and smell her feet. Leaphart is pictured in the mugshot, well, over at thesmokinggun.com. He's not the most attractive of men. After asking the teen if her toenails were painted, Leaphart said, "I know this sounds crazy, but have you ever heard of America's Funniest Home Videos?"
I think it's off the air, isn't it?
I don't know.
You know, I think
it is.
There's been new hosts and stuff, and I'm not sure if it's still in the air, but as far as I'm concerned, it died when Bob Saget was no longer doing it.
The guy was amazing. Amazing.
So, you know, it was funny when Bob Saget was in that movie about pot back in the late 1990s. What was it called?
The one with Half-Baked.
Yeah, Half-Baked.
And he had the best line in the movie.
And
what's the line?
I don't think I can say it on the radio.
Yeah, like all of his lines in that movie were pretty filthy. And so it was interesting because I'd never seen Bob Saget do comedy before, but he's like one of those dirty comedians, and you don't know that when you see him on America's Funniest Home Videos
no,
or Full House.
It's amazing.
So, anyway, as an aside, back to the story. So, he says to her, "I know it sounds crazy, but have you ever heard of America's Funniest Home Videos?" When the unemployed woman says she had heard of the show, the man relied to her that he would pay her for her... says here relied, which you're right, though I think that's used incorrectly.
Sometimes spell check doesn't work, and even if you have run a news site.
So, he would pay her for her purchases up to $100 if she agreed to cooperate with a prank. The teen then reluctantly agreed to Leaphart's request to take a picture of her foot. "I know this is crazy," Leaphart then said, "but can I kiss your foot?" Cops reported that the victim agreed under the impression that it was a TV prank.
You know, I'm hesitant to call her a victim because she's kind of consenting. I mean, he's misleading, but buyer beware, she is letting him kiss her foot or whatever.
I'm kind of there. I mean, so he doesn't have a video camera at all? Where's this camera team?
Right, that's the one part of this that is really questionable here, because they don't get into detail on whether he had an associate with him recording this.
I don't imagine anybody would go with him in order to trick young women into letting them kiss, suck their toes and kiss their feet.
Right.
I just can't imagine. I'm not going along for this adventure. I've got better things to do. Maybe you can get somebody up for this. But it isn't me.
I agree with you. It does not seem likely that this was a team effort at all. So he was doing this alone, which means that
he should have had a video camera, in which case he's not telling a lie. I mean, you can enter videos into America's Funniest Home Videos. So if she knows anything about their home videos, so if she knows anything about it, I mean, it's right in the title. He told her that he was making a home video. So if he's actually making a video of any sort, then he's doing what he said he was doing. And if he paid the woman up to the $100 in purchases, then he did what he said he was going to do. He's fulfilled every contractual obligation. If he didn't have a camera, then I just kind of, and he paid for her purchases. I'm sorry, lady.
Well, I don't know if he actually paid for her purchases.
Then I've got a problem with it.
And he also went a little bit farther than just kissing her foot. According to the details here, the victim agreed. Under the impression it was a TV prank, Liebhardt then guided the woman behind a clothing rack, saying, let's move over here so people don't think I'm crazy.
Can you imagine seeing this in Walmart somewhere?
So that people don't think I'm crazy.
Right.
Okay?
After dropping to the floor and grabbing the woman's ankle, Liebhardt noted, don't worry, I don't bite. At that point, Liebhardt put the woman's big toe in his mouth and began sucking on it. The woman, investigators reported, immediately screamed at the top, screamed at him to stop and to leave. Liebhardt then stood up and, before running from the shore,
apparently he didn't pay for her purchases.
He did not. Said, "Oh, it tasted so good, though."
Even though
he's been charged with misdemeanor simple battery involving hands, feet, teeth.
Hands what?
Hands/feet/teeth.
Okay.
So they have a category for this.
So this is where this guy went awry. He did not tell her what he was going to do. He lied to her about what he was going to do.
Right.
So, when he said kiss her feet, she probably didn't get the impression that he meant
French kiss
her feet. And then, he misled her in that way. So, she wouldn't have yelled. She's going for the $100, dude.
Yeah, she was
totally
in it
for the $100. And if that's what
she would have happened had she kept quiet as he did that and just thought, this is weird, and then said, all right, pay up, buddy.
I don't know.
Do you think he would have run from the store at that point? Had she been game for the toe sucking, would he have taken off at that moment, or would he have actually gone through with his promise to pay her for?
I think it's a fine question, because if he did, the problem here, as far as I'm concerned, is he didn't pay her the $100 that he said he was going to.
But she did say, "Get away from me right now."
She did.
She ended the deal. Like, there's a problem here, and it basically comes down to poor communication on his part. He can find people to do this for $100, and it's a lot cheaper than what is this a felony or a misdemeanor?
It's a misdemeanor.
It's cheaper than whatever the cops are going to charge him. They're going to fine him. The victim is going to get no recompense, and I don't know that she should get any.
Yeah. Well, what is the damage here? I mean.
Well, that's why I don't really
off.
Like the word victim.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of weird, but I don't feel like
she
was really harmed
weird.
Or... And she consented at first.
She was a victim of fraud.
I'm not sure. She was... But we don't know whether or not he would have paid. So she's...
She scared him and said, get away from
true.
Me.
True. We don't know whether or not he would have paid, but he did say kiss, not suck your toes.
Not French kiss. So, I mean, she wasn't entirely clear what the arrangement was either.
And since, we don't get a lot of detail in this, it almost makes it sound like he was representing himself as from the show, which may or may not, that's certainly not true. And whether that... Whether he was representing himself as like a host of the show or something, that was not made clear here. It sort of almost sounds like he was trying to do that, but it's not clear from the conversation. At least what they're selecting for us in the Smoking Gun article.
All right,
But still, I mean, damages maximum what? The cartload of stuff that she had at the Walmart, but even then, I don't know.
I think that the highest level of damages
this is really a crime.
A stern talking to.
Right.
I mean, the cops should drag this guy in front of her. Again, so that she can say whatever it is that she has on her mind to him, and then that should be the end of it. I just don't see any damage.
Maybe they could have him clean her feet. He'd probably really be interested in that. And
I don't think she wants her feet cleaned by this dude. No. He's liable to slip a toe in his mouth as quick as he possibly can.
Just the thought of toe sucking going on. I mean, I don't want my toes sucked on at any point in my life ever, but if I do, it's right out of the shower. It's certainly not while I've been out and about shopping.
That's
like, going to take my shoe
into.
Off and...
Yeah, he's totally into, like, a dirty foot, I would imagine.
I don't know what he's
this
into.
This is one of those questions where...
I don't need $100 this bad, I mean, I just don't...
This is one of the... Well, you're not unemployed. She was.
Indeed.
And this is one of those questions where, the deeper issue is, how does this get started, right? I mean, what... How do you get into toe sucking?
Soccer.
Where does that start? And if you are into it, please explain. 855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-FREE. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
Which order do you want to play?
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring silence to the rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, excuse me. Hey, who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video audio allowed in this office.
Now, I have work today. This is
you ain't going to make.
Wait for the count. Now.
Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And our number again, 855-450-FREE. So whether you want to comment on toe-sucking, as we just shared a ridiculous story from Walmart, some of the strange things that happen in
people
Walmart.
People at Walmart.
That involved a man apparently posing as though he were involved in America's Home Videos, Funniest Home Videos, attempting to get a woman to allow him to kiss her foot. In return for
First, he photographed it. Then he asked her if he could kiss it. They went behind a clothes rack, and he proceeded to put her toe in his mouth.
That's not where you think that story's going. Like, they slipped behind a clothes rack, and...
Then she screamed, and he ran away, making a comment about how wonderful it was.
It was worth it. It was all worth it.
Yeah, and they then charged him with a simple battery. His comment as he left said, "Oh, it tasted so good, though." And he had offered her money, had offered her to pay her for her purchases if she had agreed to cooperate with his prank, but he did not reveal to her that he was going to, he had the intention of putting the
actually
toe.
Insert her toe
into his mouth. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So she had consented to a kissing of her foot, but not a French kissing, as Mark pointed out. So you're welcome to comment on that. How does one start in the world of toe sucking? I mean, where does it start? Does it start with a foot fetish? And how does that get started? Or is it just like, is a foot fetish something that you just like naturally, you just grow up always being into people's feet? Is that how that happens?
Well, I think, like, I notice sometimes when people have attractive feet, but that doesn't mean that I want to do anything with those feet. I just think, well, that's some of them are well taken care of.
Indeed.
They've got nice polish on them.
No doubt.
Like a nice little lady foot. I don't.
Right. There's no, obviously, they don't have strappy, sassy sandals for nothing, right? Like, you know, it's because there needs to be within that strappy, sassy sandal a well manicured and taken care of foot. And, you know, so, I mean, yeah, I'm not going to
claim. This guy isn't really concerned with, necessarily feet being in good condition because he wants to take someone's shoe off in the middle of Walmart and put a toe in his mouth. So
you know what kind of shoe she had on.
Well, we don't know. But at some point it goes from...
One would assume that he had the opportunity...
Her feet?
He did ask if they were painted. So maybe she didn't... He just finds attractive women and then hopes
and
they have good
figures
feet.
Figures they've got nice feet.
They do have, like, sweaty feet because they've been walking around shopping.
At least, yeah, there's, it's in a shoe, right?
If it's in a shoe as opposed to a sandal or something like that. Either way, if it's not in a shoe, then it might be dirty from walking around, too. So, either way.
Unless it's right out of the shower, yeah, it's
your
dirty.
Your feet are dirty by their nature. Mm. Let's go to Mike listening in Wyoming to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Mike, what's on your mind tonight? You can bring up anything.
Hey guys, I'm going to change the subject a little bit, but I'm hoping that I don't insult anybody. But this is something that an observation I've made over the last 4 or 5 months that I've been that I discovered this show. I listen every night, 7 nights a week, but I think I'm going to stop listening on Sundays.
Sundays? Why is that?
Because the co-host that's on named Stephanie, she's always very cordial and very nice, but it seems like she turns that show. She's got an agenda for the Sunday night show, and it always turns out that 80% of the show will be spent discussing gay, lesbian, and transgender issues. And I think to myself, I pay for this radio, and I can listen to Al Q if I wanted to do that all the time. I understand that it's
what's
called,
Al Q?
It's a gay channel.
Okay, I'm not familiar with it. Go ahead.
I understand that it's Free Talk Live, but it's sort of like I want to listen to Free Talk Live. I want to hear about ideas of freedom. I want to hear about liberty. I want to hear about corruption and the police departments. I want to hear about things that happen to people, how people can resist. I mean, those are the things that I wait all day for Free Talk Live. Come on, so I can hear that stuff. And every Sunday it just turns into something else, and I don't understand why she does that if she's got her own radio show.
Noted.
Well, Mark, I mean, tell me more. I mean, I don't get to listen to every Sunday episode because it's my day off, so sometimes I'm doing other things. I mean, is it true? Is Stephanie turning it into an episode of Flaming Freedom?
Stephanie has, she has issues that concern her, certainly, mm-hmm. and, obviously if a co-host has issues that concern them. We tend to talk about those things more often. I have, I don't like the death penalty. War is a big topic for me. So we tend to talk about those things when I'm on the air. And, I would say that there's more conversation about that kind of stuff. Also,
80%?
I think that's an exaggeration. But, I mean, that's the way he feels for him. So, I'm not going to say that. I don't think statistically that's the correct number, but it's certainly more often we talk about gay and transgender issues on Sunday more often than we do on the regular program, and I'd say it's quite a bit more often. But to some extent, I talk to Stephanie about things like feminism. That's another topic that we were talking about on Sunday, right, Mike?
Yes,
and. I'm not a big fan of feminism, and I try to you know, I try to present another side to it. So at that point, it's a back and forth kind of thing. Do you feel represented when I'm talking to her about those issues, Mike?
Yeah, I do, always. And I'm just saying that it always seems, once the topic comes up, that all the rest of the phone calls for Sunday seem to be somebody who's gay or lesbian talking about their experience. And it's like, it's just not appealing to me.
Gotcha.
That's all I wanted to say. I love your guys' show otherwise, though. It's the only thing worth listening to on the radio. The only truth out there is Free Talk Live.
Well, you know, I appreciate the comments there, and what I would suggest to you is that if you can't handle it, then obviously those aren't the right nights to listen, but it's always open phones on Free Talk Live, so if you feel like you want to take the conversation in a different direction, you're always welcome to call in and bring up absolutely anything you want, just like you have done. So, and you never know, when you call in Free Talk Live and you bring something up, you can't predict what's going to happen. Sometimes that might open up the phone calls on your topic, and people might be so inspired to call in on whatever it is you brought up that can take over the show. I mean, Mark, that's happened in the past.
Where
we'll start out a show. We'll bring stuff to the table. Obviously, we've got to be prepared to do a show if we don't get any calls, because there's always that possibility, you know, some technical defect or just, you know, people just don't want to call on an issue. It doesn't mean they're not listening. It just means they're not calling. So you bring stuff to the table to talk about, and then one call can come out of the middle of nowhere, and boom, the topic is something brand new, and people light up the phones on that issue. And literally, we've had somebody call at the beginning of the show. We've come in with show prep, and then we've talked about whatever that other issue is that the caller brought up for the entire program. So there's no real way to predict how it's all going to pan out. But if you don't do that, then you're leaving it to the host to decide what to discuss. That makes sense.
Yep.
There you go, Mike.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE.
The week before last, we discussed theism versus atheism for most of the program.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I do want to talk to Stephanie about the issues on which she and I differ. Because to some extent, the conflict is interesting. And it's not conflict like you and I have. There's no yelling or screaming or anything like that. But, you know, it's interesting to have people...
I can't imagine Stephanie yelling.
Nah, she's not much of a yeller. I can't... but, you know, I mean, it's when people disagree that, you know, they have different points, they can make different points back and forth instead of just going, yeah, with each other on the issues. So, you know, oftentimes we end up talking about issues upon which Stephanie and I don't entirely agree, and I think it's good to have different ideas in the Liberty Movement.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want, really. 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world.
New world where we are. Love for old free, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring in anything you want. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features you'll find there completely free, including the bulletin board system where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do that. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And we'll continue here with taking your phone calls about what you want. And then, if we get a chance, we'll talk about bath salts. But first, we go to the phones and to the fun. David, listening in California on the Amp Lines. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, David. What's
I'm calling about the caller who just called in and to suggest that the Sunday show was 80% about gay and lesbian issues. And I listen to the Sunday show regularly, and I don't find that to be the case at all. I think it's one of the more well-rounded shows that you produce.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. I have to say that the times that I have listened, sometimes I will be around the studio and I'll sit in and listen that way, and sometimes I'll be in a different room, you know, maybe out in the studio kitchen, and I'll listen there. So I will catch portions of the Sunday show, and I don't recall hearing that topic more often than any other. But then again,
I think it comes up more often than it does on Free Talk Live
during the week. You mean?
Correct. The regular Free Talk.
Like, we don't generally talk about. I can't remember the last time we talked about transgendered, if at all.
And these are. It's an issue that clearly Stephanie's finds to be important, and
she
comes up more often.
Is she transgendered?
No.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean?
What?
I'm just curious. I don't know.
I don't know of any. She hasn't discussed anything like that with me. So. But at the same time, the fact is that the Sunday show gets as many downloads, if not more, and it does get more than sort of the average download of Free Talk Live. Not to say it's more listened to than the most listened to show of the week on Free Talk Live, but it is more listened to than the average show of the week on Free Talk Live. So I have Stephanie's fans don't need to call in and say, oh, we like Stephanie. They don't need to because I already know that people are listening to Stephanie. I mean, you know, I often find you know, polling to be, unless it's done scientifically, to be kind of not a particularly useful thing.
I think Stephanie's great. She calls, she's controversial in that.
That's what's important too. A talk show host needs an opinion.
Right. People have very strong opinions about her. In fact, there's a Stephanie hatred thread on the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. There's also a Derek J hatred thread. And by the way, Derek should be joining us hopefully tomorrow night if all goes as planned.
I think that. If you've been on the show for any amount of time, you've certainly had some nasty things said about you.
There was a meme for the first couple of years of the show called Fire Manwich, and my name on the show used to be Manwich.
It was also Ian is a douche.
That's just
where
true. That's not a meme.
My face was placed on a douche bottle.
On an actual bottle, yeah.
I think the other guy mentioned agenda, and I think that if you know Stephanie at all, you know that she definitely doesn't have any sort of agenda. She feels very passionately about these issues.
Well,
and so she talks about
who can feel passionately can have an agenda too. I mean, I don't know that.
Maybe her agenda is to bring attention to these issues.
Right.
Well, I guess
I think that's
when
accurate.
I hear the phrase agenda, I think like the gay agenda, right? Like the gays want everyone else to be gay. Like that's kind of the way it's often used, right?
Which is ridiculous. That's not the gay agenda at all, of course. I mean, if there's a gay agenda, which I think is also silly because it's collectivizing and to believe that all gay people have the same, issues that are important to them is silly. But if there is a gay agenda, it's that gay people would like to have the same perception of having the same rights as everybody else. That's not unreasonable. So, David, more comments from you or thoughts?
Yes, I also liked the show from about 2 weeks ago when you had the atheist versus theist topics. And
Stephanie is an atheist, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, she's an atheist, and there was a comment about a dark room that Mark was bringing up, and I would just like to point out it's not the obligation of the atheist to prove that anything is in the room at all.
And this is the thing that comes up all the time, and it is the obligation of the atheist if the atheist makes the claim that nothing is in the room.
No, not exactly, because you're claiming that something is in the room, and we're claiming we don't know.
No, atheists aren't claiming we don't know. Agnostics claim they don't know. Mm. An atheist is a person who claims to know and to know that there is nothing. Now, if you claim to not know, I support that you have the highest moral ground. But if you are an atheist and you claim that there is nothing, then you can claim it for yourself, but claiming it is a positive statement in the same way that claiming that the flying spaghetti monster rules the earth with his noodly appendage.
That's not actually true, because we're saying that 99.99%, it's improbable that there's anything in the room, and from all the tests that we can tell that we've done and experiments, nothing appears to be in the room, and we can't say if there's anything in the room or not. And whereas you're expressing stories that have been passed down over thousands of years, hand me down from a parent to their children, on and on and on, and it's completely on your side of the argument.
This is what people want to be. So if you've come from a completely rational standpoint and you only look at the world as though the world is, the information that we have today is the information that we have, then what it does is it ignores, humans are hardwired to believe in the supernatural. And, I don't know why that is. I just know that science has proven that humans are hardwired to believe that. It ignores that it's a faith-based opinion to believe in the Big Bang theory, because it's so far removed from the average individual. One needs to be a theoretical physicist to even understand the sort of the Big Bang concept, and that's the same position priests were in 100 years ago.
As a former atheist, I totally understand where David's coming from, and
that's
I think
what the position atheists would love to have. prove it to me. But atheists are making a positive statement. There is no God. So therefore, they need to prove there is no God.
Yeah, I think that's a stretch, Mark, because, again, as a former atheist, I completely understand the perspective. And that is that if you make the claim that something exists, then it behooves you to prove
it. I haven't
that
made
exists.
That claim.
I'm not saying you made that claim. He's saying you made that claim, and I don't think that
you did. If
you
make the claim that something doesn't exist, then don't you need to prove that something doesn't exist?
No, I think that the lack of evidence proves that something doesn't exist. If I say there is no unicorn, I can't prove there is no unicorn besides the fact that there's no evidence to prove that a unicorn exists. David, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. So, like, I totally get that.
You know,
but the kind of God
you're talking
that,
about
hold
this
on, but the kind of God that you, as I understand, believe in, similar to one that I believe in, is not a God in the traditional means. It's not a God as in the daddy God in the sky that's looking down upon everybody and passing judgment and sending the bad boys to the bad place and the good boys and the good girls to the good place. That's not the kind of God that you are promoting. Is that correct?
Yes, I do not believe that in the sort of traditional, belief in God.
Right. So a lot of the times the atheist is counteracting the traditional monotheistic God belief set that is so frequently found in this particular culture.
That's how I feel about it. Because I feel like the claim was made first. Like somebody said, okay, there's this God. And then, you know what I mean? Like that didn't exist before. Somebody presented this belief and then I sort of counteract that belief with, no, there's no proof of that.
Right, I don't believe it because you haven't given me any proof. And that's a totally reasonable thing to say. You saying I don't believe it because there's no proof of this is a reasonable thing to do.
Yes, but then one generally goes on with a further set of beliefs that is, well, how was the universe created? Because usually God's wrapped up in a couple of things. God's wrapped up in, you know, where do we go when we die? Where did we come from?
And why are we here?
Yeah, why are we here, I suppose. But, I mean, I don't think really most people really think care about that. They know why they're here.
I get it. What you're saying about the Big Bang thing, and that's you're absolutely right about that. They'd have to prove that the Big Bang is real, and that it can't be proven. It's just a theory, right?
Well,
855-450-FREE.
I tend to believe the Big Bang theory, but it is a faith-based belief.
1-855-450-3733, and what if the Big Bang was created by whatever God is?
There you go.
Free talk line.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. We have enough time for you and your thoughts. If you make the call now, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you will find there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And once again, the toll free number, 855-453. Mark, you were just mentioning something right before we got on the air about Bitcoin.
Yeah, Bitcoins have just, I don't have the app up on my phone, but I believe they just hit $9. Like they were at 9:30 or something like that.
I mean, several days ago, last time I looked, they were like $6.70.
Yeah, they're 9:23 is what I've got them at right now, which means they went from $8 to $9 during the course of the show.
You checked at the beginning of the show?
The low today is 7.62. The high is 9:36.
Yeah. Wow.
So
it's
Bitcoins are on the way up, and
they're always moving. I mean, the market is always responding to them. It's not like there's a close time for Bitcoin with the silver and gold and all these other things. The market closes at 4 o'clock, and that's the price for the next several hours. With Bitcoin, literally, it's going to be a different price by the time we finish the end of this segment.
That much is true. And I know what it's like not to have a lot of money to put into Bitcoins. I get it. But the thing is there's no minimum. There's no, you can just put in whatever amount you want to see grow. And since the initial phase where they shot up, from like 20 cents to $30 and they fell back down to $1.50 or whatever they did, they've only trended upward since then.
That's true.
It's just been an upward trend since then.
But you never know what's going
to
happen.
You never know. I wouldn't propose to know, but I do know that they're being accepted in more and more places. We were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, is the largest place in the world, the largest Bitcoin festival in the world, because everybody was taking them. People are beginning to understand what they're about. Businesses are beginning to take them. Free Talk Live certainly accepts them, certainly wants them for to do business with, and other businesses are finding that out. People are finding that they can get the things they want with Bitcoins. They can buy stuff. They can get a huge discount buying Bitcoins because it just cuts out the banks and the governmental agencies out of the picture. And I believe Bitcoins is going to trend upward. I don't know which one's going to break out faster, gold and silver or Bitcoins, and I wouldn't sell my precious metals to get in on Bitcoins right now, but I do believe that Bitcoins is going to continue to trend upward. And that's just, it's one guy's opinion.
Well, certainly if Bitcoins, as Bitcoins become more and more useful in the economy, as more and more people adopt them, it seems that your prediction, I think, was probably going to generally be true, Mark. I think that that's, I'm on board as well. And regardless of whether they continue to go up or fluctuate, as I imagine they will continue to fluctuate, they'll probably dip down and go back up and dip down. You never know what to expect. But as long as they're useful, people are going to continue using them. And ultimately, whether you make money on the Bitcoin or not, to me, it's not. I'm just not an investor kind of gambler person. I don't know how to do that stuff, and I, you know, any time I've ever tried, I've usually lost my butt. So I don't get in for that reason. I'm into Bitcoin because it's useful, and because it's for all the other reasons you mentioned. You know, there's no gatekeepers. There's no corporation behind it or government behind it, and to me, that's it's just so incredibly useful. Plus, of course, you can buy drugs with it online as well, which really helps as well. And that's, in my opinion, as long as the Silk Road exists or sites like the Silk Road, Bitcoin will always have a built-in constituency, because if you look at the way the Silk Road works, it's fascinating. People will say that, you can't use the internet, Bitcoin, the Silk Road, you might get caught. Well, think about how risky it is to buy drugs on the street. You might get beaten. You might get robbed. And you could still, in theory, get robbed on the internet with Bitcoin. You could lose your money.
Yeah, but if you get robbed on the internet, you just lose your money.
As opposed to
don't get
beaten.
You don't have a gun pointed at you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Some people want to eliminate a witness. You know, they watch too many cop shows, so they want to eliminate a witness. You don't have that problem on the internet if you get robbed for whatever money that you
have. Right. You actually don't know who the seller is when you're doing a transaction online like that with drugs on the internet. You don't know who the buyer is as the seller necessarily.
Well, I wonder whether or not a buyer is at that much risk on the Silk Road unless you're making a really large purchase, because generally on the street, buyers are ways to get to roll over on sellers. Right.
Right? If a cop bust a buyer, then they'll put the screws to them and
right.
give them a break if they roll over. Yeah.
So rolling, like, there's no way that you can roll over on anybody on the Silk Road.
Right. You don't know who sold it to.
So going after buyers doesn't have the same benefits that it has on the streets.
Right. It brings extra protections into the black market, and it also brings extra quality in as well, because you literally have an open air drug market where people are competing for reputation, and that reputation is based on quality of packaging, based on quality of product, quickness of shipping, and all manner of things. So, I mean, the amount of good Bitcoins have done for the black market ensures their survival into the future, in my opinion. And then all the rest of the good stuff Bitcoins can do for the full market, for the full economy, and digital interactions and exchanges, it's mind-boggling to think about what the potential future is for.
Yeah, I'm not looking to buy drugs on the internet with Bitcoins, but I'm looking at the chart of Bitcoins and their values over basically from, you know, starting at the very beginning, which was
back in, what,
like
2008 or something?
2010.
Oh, really?
Is when they basically started here. And I mean, they were worth nothing, zero. And if you bought Bitcoins any time up to essentially June, mid-June,
of
11, mm-hmm. and then, or if you bought them any time after mid-August of 11, you've made money on Bitcoins,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. There was that
unless
one
spike. Unless you bought during the spike.
Yeah, if you bought during the spike. And if you did, I'm sorry. They're likely going to go up over that at some point, continue to hold on to them, or, you know, find things to buy them with. It's not like, you know, I mean, the fact is when the dollar goes down against the euro, people don't go, oh, we got to get out of dollars. You know, I mean, they just continue to taking dollars and continue buying things with them. And that's what a currency is about. Yeah, there was a spike there. It's part of the acceptance curve. It's natural and painful for whoever was involved in it. But, you know, I guess there was another situation where you and I were involved, Ian, where a website was purporting to be a Bitcoin bank. We kept our Bitcoins there, and turns out the guy was a huckster.
He
scammed us for half of our Bitcoins. Actually, he could have scammed us for all of them, but decided, I think, out of fear to give people about half of their Bitcoins back.
Yeah.
And, hey, the fact is, people hustle people on the street for dollars, and nobody says, look at those dollars, they're failing.
Yeah.
And nobody says anything like that. The fact is, the Bitcoin currency does everything it's ever been purported to do. There's going to be bumps along the way, and, you know, I'm sorry for them, but it's just the reality.
Well, you don't have to apologize for it, Mark. You didn't create the Bitcoin.
I'm not apologizing for it. I'm saying I'm sorry that people are hurt by it.
I see.
It's true. And I'm sorry for all the people who've been hurt in dollars and euros and all those other things, too.
Let's go to Scott, listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how's it going? It's very tempting to start talking You know, just jumping into, I haven't even heard about the Bitcoins that much before a little bit, but I guess I could say that, the you know, if you lost half of your savings in a bank, as bad as banks are, you probably would get most of your money back. But that's not really why I called. The reason I called was just my own particular take. I'm running for a particular office, and I would fight to the bone for women's rights and everything else. As a man, I would fight to the bone for women's rights. Where I have a problem is, you know, and nobody questions that a woman who's a politician wouldn't fight to the bone for men's rights. But there's always this thing that they throw out there that, you know, in right now, it's, you know, there's a war on women, and I understand there's, you know, there are some very questionable things that go on as far as discriminating against women. That's fine. But the argument that it has to be a woman politician to fight for those things, I just don't buy it. And I mean, obviously, I'm a guy and I'm biased.
I've never heard that. I mean, well, this is a new thing that that the Democrats are saying, that this election season, that the Republicans are having a war on women, but nobody's talking about the war on fathers that's been going on for more than a decade.
But I mean, the thing I'm trying to you know, point out is that it's almost like playing the gender card. You know, some people,
yeah,
you know,
it's a lot
people
like
playing
that.
The race card.
Hey, Scott, it seems like every time you've called the show, and it's been a few years you've been running for office. How many times have you run for office?
Actually, what happened was the person that was in this office was appointed, and then there was a two-year temporary seat. This was the seat that replaced Hillary Clinton.
Oh, okay.
So now this is the full six-year seat. When I tried to run for the two-year seat vaguely, I wasn't as organized as
so
I am.
So now you're in it to go to the full general election. I wish you the best, and thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. I'm actually running for office this week. There's a special appointment for the
Council.
The King City Council is going to be appointed, so I'll probably be late on Thursday.
You're not really
night.
Running there. You're just going in and talking to them.
Yeah,
it's not really
there's
running.
No way they're going to choose me. No. There's no way.
It's not an election.
It'll be fun, though. I'll get to
appointed by the City Council.
I'll get to talk at them. All right. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty Seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.